This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
These are calling for peace and harmony.
Well, there was absolute peace for you. Dead silence.
There was.
Yeah. Give it a chance, why don't you?
Yes, because the music was trying to find itself.
Yeah.
As it was discovering all through that piece. Now, here's the story. In Shah Alam, there is a white banner that is drawing curious stares around the neighborhood and on social media this past week as political leaders nationwide ramp up their electoral speeches.
Yep, so it's a white banner. It features the logo of three opposing political groups. The message is in Malay on the banner. It's a simple one. Essentially, whatever our political beliefs, don't let it be a reason for us not to greet each other and be enemies. We are one community, maintain consensus. This is a democratic country. And it's signed off sincerely from Persatuan Community 19/3 and KRT 19/3.
So it's a neighborhood banner. It's a great story that was featured on the Malay Mail. And what's interesting is, of course, that kind of message on a banner, no less, not on social media, not on Twitter or Facebook. It's just old school. It's something that people are seeing and people are talking about. And it's a nice reminder how communities can get together and hopefully agree on one particular sentiment.
Yeah, it really is. The Malay Mail tracked down who put it up. It was factory worker Azmi Samba. He said he was moved to put up the banner that drives home this really important message of respect and neighborliness. And this is especially after watching the intense political shenanigans that have been taking place in the past few days since the general election was announced. So he wants very much for the message of positivity and civility to be relayed to Malaysians nationwide, including the politicians and the political candidates during the election season.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because there's so much humility in this individual, because he talks about how the banner was hanging outside of the apartment complex because they don't have enough money.
He paid for the banner himself,
yeah,
I think.
It was about 30 ringgit. Yeah. And just a reminder about how he talks about, neighbors are the ones that you meet every day, the first person you see when you open the door, and it's the neighbors that are helping you out when you're sick, not necessarily your leaders. And just trying to remind ourselves, however way we vote on the political spectrum is that we're Malaysians first, and that we need to follow all of the relevant process.
Yeah, no, I like this story. I mean, I welcome the reminder, right? Because it can be a dirty game, and this is the
very
world,
toxic season.
Yeah, the world over, right? Not just us. I mean, the rules are what: talk yourself up and talk them down. Yeah. That's what you do,
right?
So it's very easy for us, I think, to be emotionally sort of swept up in the whirlwind of dirty laundry. But having said that, the skeptic in me is saying, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Really.
It's not going to last?
It feels like it's kind of unavoidable. Really.
Right. The kind of conflict or a tension that's going to emerge in the next.
Well, a little bit, because it is a little bit top down, right? All these rallies really are meant to rile you up.
Yeah.
Get the blood boiling.
Well, in fact, when you go to these dramas and speeches, that is kind of the moment and the sentiment that you're waiting to be taken up in a sort of a moment of, whoa, this is what you're standing for.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to hear from Edin Koo, founder of Pusaka and historian, shortly after this. Here's some music by Radiohead, Just, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
We need to have some civility during this election season. To talk us through the impact this white flag might have, if any, we have on the line with us Edin Koo, founder of Pusaka. Edin, good to have you with us on the program. Now, tell us, what do you make of this? Do you think Malaysians handle differing political views graciously?
Well, I think, political positions now are quite hardened. And I can understand why that is the case, because issues are getting more and more desperate, I suppose. But one of the things I've noticed with this particular election is that there is very little room for the discussion and contemplation of serious issues. It's as if we are arriving at real extremes of one or the other. And I find that a lot of critical issues that transcend party politics are not being addressed, even by the media, who seem to be fueling the polarities. And I also find that in this age of social media, that seems to be something that we need to grapple with intelligently, the phenomenon of the individual opinion, yeah? But that is the case. And, of course, a mature and intelligent society will know how to grapple with those things. But political positions are definitely hardening, yes.
Right. So the banner has caught attention online, also in the media. But how much do you think something like this would be able to diffuse the tensions that sort of come from both sides of the political divide?
Well, I think one of the things we need to recognize is that we live in an age where the louder the voice is, the more it gets heard. But, of course, one of the major issues of this election is the vast number of fence-sitters, yeah? So people who are remaining quiet rather than participating in this harangue. And that, I suppose, goes towards showing that there are people who are seriously considering issues, who are open to issues, who are contemplating issues before they make their final decision. So I think one of the things we need to affirm, actually, is while people are making lots of noise on either side, they may not be, you know, a hugely significant number, because everyone admits that this is going to be an election that is decided by fence-sitters. And I assume fence-sitters here to be fairly contemplative people who are contemplating issues and will make their decision based on that judgment.
Now, Edin, it's great that we're spreading this message of peace during a contentious time like this, but you're saying we need a more targeted and perhaps a stronger approach, one which produces a stronger signal amidst all of the campaign noise, I guess.
I greatly commend, of course, people who take that initiative. But I think we should be clearer and louder and less perhaps new age in the way we approach this, and seriously demand that, you know, institutions like the media take a much more responsible role in dealing with issues for issues rather than partisan politics. I think people like the media need to be able to cleave and clear the path for a discussion of very serious issues, everything from leadership to the future of the country in the next 30 years and what these parties actually represent and the individuals in those parties actually represent. It is not happening. So it's very good that everybody calls for cooling of temperaments and all this. But that is actually not what we need. What we need is a rigorous, serious, and very intelligent debate about issues. That's where I would very much encourage the culture of open debates between leaders and discussions of those sort, which are happening in isolated spaces, but I think they need to be made more mainstream. The banner is very fine. It's a very good action. It's a very positive action. But I think something a lot more firm and a lot more serious needs to be done in addressing this polarities of very high-pitched voices.
Well, Edin, thank you, as always, for joining us on the Evening Edition. That was Edin Koo, historian and the founder of Pusaka, giving us his perspective on making sense of all of the noise during this election season. We've got some music right now by Billy Joel. It's still Rock and Roll to Me on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.